This is News Talk 560 KBLU, Yuma.
Coronavirus fears. I'm John Trout. Stock markets fall around the world after the number of coronavirus cases surge. On Wall Street, major indices are lower.
Within the first few minutes of trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged more than 900 points, a drop of more than 3%. The measure of 30 blue-chip stocks fluctuated afterwards, but stayed in that general vicinity for a while. American corporations warned that the efforts to stop the spread of coronavirus in China would cause them to fall short of earnings expectations.
Steve Kastenbaum, Tokyo's markets are closed for a public holiday. Gold and silver prices are skyrocketing. The House takes up a bill this week that would allow gender-neutral designations on U.S. passports.
The bill would require the State Department to offer an X-gender marker on passport applications. It marks the first legislative effort to call for non-binary designations in federal documents. At least 10 countries have already done so. The bill, which has more than two dozen co-sponsors in the House, is unlikely to pass in the Senate or be signed into law by President Trump.
Linda Kenyon on Capitol Hill. Crowds of mourners will gather at the Staples Center in Los Angeles today to honor the lives of Kobe Bryant and daughter Gianna.
Tickets for today's services range from $24.02 to $224. Those price points, along with today's date, are in honor of the number 24 jersey Bryant wore the later part of his career, and the number 2 jersey his daughter Gianna wore in youth basketball.
Correspondent Connor Powell. In a process legal observers say could take years, the U.S. government began outlining its extradition case against Julian Assange in a London court today. Back in the States, the jury begins day 5 of deliberations in the Harvey Weinstein rape trial. They've apparently been at odds over top charges in the case, which could carry a sentence of life in prison. I'm John Trout.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Hi, this is Russ Clark, and I want to tell you about the only air conditioning company I trust to keep me cool. Quick Refrigeration got the call when I was in need of new air conditioners for my home. I value the experience and customer loyalty they have earned from their years in business. They communicate the processes and the capability of the system so I can feel comfortable with the decision. I recommended my friends at Quick Refrigeration to replace your old, inefficient, worn-out AC system with a new, high-efficiency system that will lower your cooling cost as much as 40%. Start the saving today before the summer heat. Don't wait till your system goes down. Call the best in town, Quick Refrigeration, Cooling and Heating, at 782-3691 or visit getcoolquick.com. Quick Refrigeration, keeping Yuma cool since 1955.
Is 50 the new 30? Find out for yourself at the 6th Annual Boomers and Beyond Living Expo next Tuesday, February 25th, from 9 a.m. until 12:30 at the Yuma Civic Center. Brought to you by the Yuma Sun, the Boomers and Beyond Living Expo will feature guest speakers, informational booths, games, prizes, and demonstrations that will help you live life to the fullest after turning 50. The Boomers and Beyond Living Expo next Tuesday, February 25th, from 9 until 12:30 at the Yuma Civic Center. See you there.
Looking for a loyal customer, and I found one. Linda Clayton. Her and her family have purchased 6 cars from Hyundai of Yuma.
Yeah, Russ. 5 cars plus 1 pre-owned van.
All in Hyundai of Yuma?
Yep, they're the best. In years past, I must admit I've gone outside of Yuma to find customer service that cared about what I needed.
What makes Hyundai of Yuma special enough to earn your trust?
all of it. Helpful and supportive sales staff, a financial department to find a way, and a service department that knows my car and me.
How much does America's Best Warranty, 5 years, 60,000 miles, 10 years, 100,000 miles, make a difference?
It makes a huge difference. We love the cars, but we'll only buy them at Hyundai of Yuma. It's veteran-owned and customer-oriented.
There you have it. America's Best Warranty, award-winning cars, veteran-owned, and service to build loyalty.
I'm Linda Clayton, and I approved of this message.
Weather is brought to you by Ed Whitehead's Tire Pros, with four locations to serve all of your tire needs.
News, talk, sports, and up-to-date weather from 560 KBLU.
Sunny and 81 today, 58 overnight tonight, north wind at 10. Sunny and windy on Tuesday, 79 the high tomorrow, 51 tomorrow night, north winds gusty at 20 on Tuesday. Sunny and 76 Wednesday, 51 Wednesday night, northeast wind at 10 Wednesday.
The following program on 560 KBLU is a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, Eldorado Broadcasters, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
Welcome to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Decent Garner Law Firm, hosted by attorneys Sean Garner and Adam Hansen.
Good morning, Yuma. This is Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and you are listening to 560 KBLU. Like you didn't know that, I got to tell you. But today, it looks pretty good outside if you haven't gone out already. Beautiful morning. The sun's starting to come out a little bit earlier now, and so that means it's going to get hotter.
That's the theory.
Yeah, that's the theory. My wife and I have been going to the gym lately. We try to do this New Year's resolution thing.
Man.
Where
for you.
You're supposed to get fit. And it started out where we would go at 6 in the morning, and we would go when it's dark, and when we came out, it was dark.
Right.
And that's not the case anymore. So this morning, as we came out of the gym, it was not dark anymore, and that's how I knew that it's going to start to get warmer. Saturday, I was working outside, mowing the lawn and things like that, and I was like, man, it's kind of warm out here. So it's coming, but right now it feels perfect.
It does.
So if you have a chance, you should get outside and flex those leg muscles and walk around.
The evenings are still cool.
Yeah, it's just beautiful, gorgeous. Right. And we had a really successful weekend when we went to the Foothills Library. Cody, you were there.
Yeah.
And we had a really good showing at the seminar that we put on out there. And it's a really fun thing to do because I feel like people come wanting to know answers, and we bring those answers. And you can see the relief on their faces as they ask their questions and we answer their questions. And it's a really, to me, it's rewarding because they have a real need and they want to know. And they finally get answers to their questions and comfort knowing that, hey, these people know what they're talking about and we can go see them and they're not going to charge us or they're not going to nickel and dime us and they get answers to our questions.
They're going to be here next week.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, they're not just coming through town. Like, they're permanently established here. That's one of the biggest things that I hear about because we see the traveling seminars that happen in hotels and things like that, and that's not the case with Decent Garner. They're always here.
There's no doubt that we all need something in place, and unfortunately, our business, the type of law that I practice, it entails not only helping families prepare for the inevitable, which is incapacity and death, but it also entails, and I said unfortunately at the beginning of this statement, because unfortunately sometimes people do not put planning in place, or they put planning in place, or they thought they had planning in place, and it turns out to be a complete disaster. And recently I've been going through a lot of those things, especially with married couples where they acquire property years ago as husband and wife, and that deed wasn't done right, and so it ends up where when one of them dies, husband or wife, we usually have to get involved, because what will happen is they'll go to sell the house, and through that transaction, the realtor will say, or the title company will say, well, you don't have the legal authority to sell the house. You can represent your half, but you can't represent the other half of your deceased husband or wife or whoever died first. And that's when they usually will call my office. Well, Adam, I thought it just comes to me when my spouse dies. And most of the time that's true if the title was done right, the deed was done right. But there are transactions where, especially if they're older, I would say 90s, 80s, 70s, around that time frame, sometimes title I've seen where it went to husband and wife, but not as joint tenants with rights or survivorship. And so what happens there is now we've got to do something. Usually entails going to court in some way to get authority for that spouse to transfer the rights and the property completely over to the new buyer. This can really kill a real estate deal,
right?
Especially in this market where it's a pretty hot market, where you put a house up on the market, and if there's any type of title issue that's going to jeopardize that transaction, those buyers are moving on. There's not a lot of inventory out there, but there's a lot of demand, and so that creates this atmosphere of a seller's market, and that's why people will come to us, because they've lost the deal, and there's some sort of title issue, and now we've got to get in there and legally fix that. Well, that can be avoided if you just have proper planning in place, and usually it just takes a review. Oftentimes, I'll sit down with people and they'll say, "Well, yeah, we own that jointly." Do you really? Yeah, we're on the bank account together. Okay, and we're on the deed together. Okay, prove it. And so when they show me the statements, oftentimes I'll find it's not jointly owned and the house isn't jointly owned, or maybe that car isn't jointly owned because it was easier for husband to go to the car lot, buy the car, and come home with it rather than having wife be involved in co-signing and stuff like that. And so oftentimes you'll find that actually when we review the documents, the legal documents that show ownership of that particular item, that in fact they're not jointly owned, and now we need to take care of that. And that's where we come in. We identify that for our clients. Listen, this is a trouble area, and we're going to come in and we're going to fix that for you and help you now truly own it in a way that will allow for the other spouse or for your kids or for your trusted advisor after you become sick or you die to take over and manage that particular asset, and without court intervention, without attorneys, without anybody really getting involved. It's going to be a private process, and those that you chose to manage that process are the ones that have authority, and they can do that. So that's what we do on a daily basis. And as I'm talking, the wheels in your mind are probably turning.
How do I
own my stuff?
Well, I want to ask you, because I see it come in all the time. I see quick claim deeds come in, but when they go out, we always do warranty deeds. So what are some of the issues that somebody could have if they have a quick claim deed? What do they think they have, and what do they really have?
When it comes to the different types of names of deeds, really what you're talking about is how insurable is that title? It all comes down to title insurance. When you go through a transaction, you buy a piece of property or you buy a house, for example, and if in the chain of title, let's say the previous recorded deed was a quitclaim deed and it was handwritten, or you see that it was some legal form online and they printed that out and then they just filled in the blanks. Oftentimes title companies aren't comfortable with that, and so before you can sell that property, title company, they're on the line, because what they're doing is you're paying them for insurance to say, yes, this person actually owns this property, and they're going to give away good title to this property. But when they see a quitclaim deed in there, it makes them nervous, and they're almost reluctant to insure title. We've got a caller on the line. Why don't you go ahead and take it, Russ?
Hey, you're on the air.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I've been hearing on the radio about how people are getting their house wiped out from under them because somebody's got online and stolen the title. They're supposed to get title insurance or something. How does that work, and do I need to worry about it?
So can you say the first part again? I didn't hear the first part. It cut out a little bit.
Sorry. I'm driving in my car.
Yeah, I can hear it. It's
on
okay.
The radio lately, there have been ads for a title insurance because people are getting online and stealing people's title for the houses online.
So typically, I mean, theoretically, anybody can create a deed and sign as if they were that person and transfer title over to somebody else. That's fraud, so obviously that's going to be rolled back. It's not going to stand up, but you have to be vigilant in making sure that that doesn't happen. One of the best ways to do that is just taking note of who is named on your property taxes when they come. So if there's a different name on your property taxes when they come, then that's a problem, and you know that something's going on. What the county will do, the county recorder will send off the address and name over to the treasurer's office, the Yuma County Treasurer's Office, of the person that's on that deed. On the deed, it has to say when the taxes come or the tax statement comes, send it to this person at this address. And so the county recorder will send that over. Once it's recorded, the county recorder will send that over to the treasurer's office. And so the treasurer's office will then update their records, and they know who to send the property tax bill to or the statement. And if that's not coming to you or you missed one, you might want to check on the county records to make sure that somebody didn't fraudulently record a deed from your name over to somebody else's name. Property or title insurance in that particular case will come into play if you had it in place, because what they're going to do is they're going to pay for any litigation to roll back that particular process. And most likely, the county recorder is probably going to catch it anyway. But that's what the title company is there to do, is to insure title to make sure that the litigation is paid for to clean up the title that you should have.
Title insurance is kind of expensive, isn't it?
It can be. Oftentimes it's rolled into it. Most of us will buy a property or a house.
It's required.
Yeah, and it's required if you're taking out financing, because the financer wants to make sure that their interest is protected.
Yeah, but most people want to get away from title insurance because it is so expensive. But what you're saying is it's very hard to steal a deed.
It is. It's difficult.
Because it's fraud.
Yeah, it's fraud. And the county recorder, they don't police these things, but they kind of do. So, I mean, in reality, they kind of do.
I mean, I wouldn't get title insurance to protect against that.
Yeah, right. Usually when you buy a house, it's built in.
Yeah.
Especially if you finance.
Our mortgage is paid off.
Yeah.
But we're still getting the county tax bill on a pretty regular basis.
Yep, right.
Well, I guess as long as your name on it, it hasn't been stolen.
And to let you know, in case you didn't know, all this is public record. So you can go online to the county recorder's office, and you can periodically just look up your property. You can search by your address or by your last name, and it'll pop up your property. And you can see the deeds that have been recorded on that particular property throughout time. And so if you're just doing that periodically, there shouldn't be a problem.
For someone to steal your house, it would take years, though, wouldn't it? I mean, to get it into their name and...
Not necessarily. I mean, well, if they're going to do it through what's called... oh, my gosh. It's one of my favorite things in law school to talk about.
Oh, when squatters and types?
Yes, exactly.
Like that? Yeah,
no. We call it squatters' rights, but it's... oh, my gosh.
But if they steal your title...
Adverse possession.
If they steal your title, it doesn't mean they're going to come kick you out, because that just goes to court.
Yeah, so ultimately, for example, there's a lot that's right by me, and I've often thought, because of law school and these cases, you can actually set up shop on that lot. I could put a fence around it. I could put, you know, something on it and say, hey, I'm using this. The owner's not. And if I can prove that I've been doing that for the world to see for the last 7 years, then I can file a quiet title action down at the Superior Court, and I would say to the judge, I've been using this for the last 7 years.
No, it's mine.
So I want title to the property. And if you meet all the requirements there, there's a whole list of requirements. Mm. It has to be open. You have to be against that other property owner, meaning you didn't have a right to the title, but you're taking it, you're acting as if it's yours. So there's a whole list of requirements. But if you can meet those and you file this quiet title action, the judge theoretically would then sign over a deed to you of that particular property. That's called adverse possession. It doesn't happen very often because judges don't like it. The reason why we came up with that, it's actually from the English law system, and the reason why we came up with it was because we, in the United States, in our legal system, we value use of property. And if the owner isn't using it, then the law says, we'll give it to somebody that is going to use
it. Oh, but that ain't right.
We've got to go to a break.
Yeah,
thank you for the call.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back after this. This is Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU.
thought-provoking conversation coming up next on Life, Death, and the Law, right here after this.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Be sure to listen Sunday afternoon from noon to 2 for the radio show that talks about all things real estate with award-winning broadcaster Stephen Gasquet. It's everything you need to know about your home, from buying and selling. Brought to you by PhD. When your home needs a professional home doctor, call PhD 344-9111.
Russ Clark here with big news about Blue Diamond Homes. Amazing manufactured home clearance sale at Rancho Rialto in the beautiful Yuma foothills. Here's my friend Diamond Dan from Blue Diamond Homes to tell you more.
This is Dan Esch with Blue Diamond Home and RV, famously known as Diamond Dan. We are now selling brand new double wides in Rancho Rialto Park. That's on 12E and South Frontage Road. It's one of the premier parks in Yuma. Probably one of the greatest opportunities that you'll have to buy a new double wide. We're selling them just virtually at dead cost. You get a year's free rent when you buy a double wide. Besides that, Blue Diamond will take your trade, and you can see the houses right now in Rancho Rialto, all set up, all ready to go.
Amazing savings from Blue Diamond Homes today at Rancho Rialto. Call Diamond Dan at 580-1414. Better yet, stop by Rancho Rialto on 12th Street East in the beautiful Yuma foothills.
Your body's gonna love this store.
Herbs to Oils is brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza. Here's founder and owner Tony Holland.
At Herbs to Oils, we are all about natural and holistic health, and that's why we are introducing our flu shot in a bottle. Come check us out. All the ingredients are certified pure, therapeutic grade, and all natural, and designed to keep the flu away from you. And here is the best part. No needles. Flu shot in a bottle is designed to keep the flu away from you.
Flu shot in a bottle? Herbs to Oils, keeping the flu away from you. With no needles.
Herbs to Oils is all about holistic health with natural, high-quality herbs, oils, supplements, pure drinking water, massage, and sensory flotation. Brand new in the Fortuna Palms Plaza.
Your body's gonna love this door.
Luck is on your side at Quiton Casino Resort's Luck of the Draw Cash Giveaway. Just use your Players Rewards card every time you play to earn entries. Then be here on Saturday, March 14th and 28th for your share of $58,000 in cash. Drawings from 5 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. where one winner every 30 minutes will each win $500 cash. Then at 10 p.m., all 10 winners will have a chance to pick the lucky pot of gold that has the $10,000 cash prize. It's time to cash in on your luck at the Cube.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. I'm attorney Adam Hansen. This is 560 AM KBLU, and I'm in the studio today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark running the board. And then we've got Cody on the computer making sure that our facts are right. What are you doing over there? Solitaire?
Something like that. Hey, so you know we have our seminars. We had them this past weekend. And if you're not able to make the seminar on Saturday or Friday, we do have a presentation tomorrow at the Boomers and Beyond Expo.
That's right. That's at the convention center, correct?
Yes, sir. 11 o'clock is when our presentation will be. I know there's things happening all morning, but that's just one more opportunity to hear the presentation from the attorneys, ask them questions, get signed up for a free consultation, and go from there.
And you said that's at 11 o'clock?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, so if you can make it out to that event over at the community center, I guess we'd call it the Civic Center.
The Civic Center, yeah. Say hello to my daughter, you know. She runs that.
Oh, she does?
Well, she runs all the connections. So, yeah, she'll run your meeting.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good. Did you know that, Cody?
Yeah, I saw her there at our Good Morning Yuma breakfast.
Yeah, thanks for telling me. What was the Good Morning Yuma breakfast?
You know, where we won Yuma's Best.
Oh,
you know,
yeah,
that when we did
setup.
That. Yeah.
That was a setup. Very good. Yeah, we won Yuma's Best Law Firm.
Good job.
What is that, like 20, 80 years in a row, something like that?
I think the contest has only been around 20 years, but we've won it, I don't know, half of those years.
Yeah.
In a row.
And we are so...
Since the founding.
We're so pleased with that because we really work hard to help the Yuma community, and we appreciate it every time that we're voted Yuma's Best because it helps us understand how we're doing. And if we're not meeting that level of expectation, then we need to change things and do better. But we've been fortunate to be voted Yuma's Best Law Firm for many years now, and we really appreciate that. And we strive hard to get that acclaim and acknowledgement by the Yuma Sun because it helps us. It's our barometer of how we're doing. You mentioned the Boomers and Beyond Expo.
Tomorrow.
I was going to say mañana.
Why did
I? Si. Mañana, por la mañana a las 11, right? So tomorrow at about 11, and I'm presenting there?
You and Sean, yes.
Oh, okay. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah,
check the calendar.
I go one day at a time, okay? And I know I'm slammed this week, and so I'm trying to just not pay attention and ignore it, but it's going to come up.
It's the busy season. I mean, on Friday, we were making appointments in the beginning and after work. I mean, we're really doing a lot to accommodate people to get them in. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like that. I don't even take a lunch anymore because we don't have time.
We've got
to just get people in. We want to help. So.
We booked your lunch.
Yes.
It's appointment times now.
Hey, we got to do what we got to do. And tonight, I have to go out to AWC. I teach on Monday nights, every other Monday. I teach a paralegal program class out there. Yeah, tonight it's bankruptcy. So it's a fun class, and I really enjoy being an adjunct professor out there. So my Mondays are usually slammed, and then I look forward to Tuesdays, but now I've got to do this event. So I'm not looking forward to it too much anymore.
And you know Wednesday.
What's Wednesday?
Is our chamber mixer.
Yes. So if you're a member of the Chamber of Commerce, come out to our office at about 5:30, I believe.
5:30. Food will be ready.
It's on the calendar for about 5:30. And come see us. And what are we going to do there? Anything good?
It's a regular chamber mixer, but it's at the Deason Gardner Hansen office. So all the events that you expect at a mixer. So there's giveaways and things like that. But you know Deason Gardner Hansen. They have something with that ice cream machine.
Oh, are we getting the ice cream machine?
You guys have an ice cream machine?
Yeah.
We don't. I wish we did. I've been trying to talk Sean into buying one for the company as a company expense.
Yeah.
But then our accountant's like, you're a law firm. Yeah. And we need
a
ice
law
cream.
Firm with
we
ice
have
cream.
A kitchen.
Yeah.
There's a refrigerator in there. We have a kitchen. Why not have an ice cream machine?
Yeah, so we've got connections to people that have ice cream machines, and you asked them, huh?
Right,
good.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going just for that, then. I love that ice cream. And it's a good one. It's one of those that does the chocolate and the vanilla. Or you can mix it in the middle so you get the twist.
You're really excited about the ice cream.
I am. I used to go to McDonald's as a kid, and not very often. It was a treat to go. And when I went, I would always want a twist cone, what I call a twist cone. It was the vanilla and the chocolate mixed together in a swirl. And they don't do that anymore. So any opportunity that I have to get that just throws me back to my childhood.
Well, you can have that right out of your office.
I'm going to do like my kids do at the water. I have a water jug in my house, and they just sit there and push the button and waterfall it into their mouth. Of course, you're not supposed to do that. That's what I'm going to do with the ice cream. Just pull the lever and
There we go.
That's going to be great.
So that's on Wednesday at 5:30.
That's on Wednesday at 5:30. Is anybody invited to that, though, or you got to be a chamber member?
So chamber members are $5, and then non-chamber members, you know, anybody in the community or business owners that are not part of the chamber, it's $15.
Okay. That's good to know. I didn't realize that if you weren't part of the chamber, you could go.
Yeah. It's just a little bit extra.
Come on down. Get some ice cream. 5:30. Yeah, that'd be great. And you might win a prize as well.
There's some prizes to be won. Absolutely.
Do you know what they are?
Gift baskets from various chamber members and things like that.
Oh, okay. Are we doing anything to Harkins?
I believe there is, like, our check-in prize is going to be a Harkins Yeah. So there'll be gift baskets for, you know, the business card drawings, and then there'll be ones for checking in.
Very good. Yeah. So maybe you get to go to the movies on us. That's
there
great.
We go.
I love it. And so that's 5:30 on Wednesday afternoon. We've got to go to a hard break. We'll be right back after this. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
Tune in each morning at 6 a.m. for America's Morning News, brought to you by Yuma International Airport. Fly Yuma and experience the convenience, comfort, short TSA lines, and multiple daily direct flights to Phoenix and Dallas-Fort Worth. Fly Yuma, and when you're home, you're home.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns. Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearm Sale. 100% American made with a lifetime warranty. High Point Firearms on sale all week long, including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm. American made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point firearm sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
Morning News is brought to you by Sprague Sports on 32nd Street, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters, and responsible gun ownership since 1956.
Good morning, I'm Billy Kang, and this is your KY Maine News 11 update. Greyhound, the intercity bus service company, is taking a stance in the United States immigration battle. The company announced Friday that it would not allow Customs and Border Protection agents to search its buses without warrants. In a statement, Greyhound said it will provide its drivers and employees with new training to follow its policy change. The buses will also display a special sticker making its position against CBP clear. The company says its main goal and concern is the safety of its passengers and believes the new policy will help improve the travel experience for all of its customers. Officials with CBP says its agents are trained on protocols to ask for consent from companies before boarding a bus. I'm Billy Kang. This has been a KYMA News 11 Morning Update.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and the Law. This is 560 AM KBLU. I'm attorney Adam Hansen, and I'm in the booth today with the one and only Mr. Russ Clark running the board, and then we've got Cody on the computer playing solitaire. And we've been talking about a lot of different things, some events that are coming up. We've got Boomers and Beyond tomorrow, where we're going to do a little bit of a presentation. It's kind of like a condensed version. And then we've got the Chamber Mixer on
Wednesday
afternoon at 5:30. After work, come on by to the office, and we've got ice cream. That should get you there enough.
Ice cream and chili pepper.
Oh, we do chili pepper too? Man.
So.
Holy smokes. I told you the $20 budget, and you'd bring ice cream and chili pepper? Okay.
Well, add a zero to that.
Yeah, right. All right, so come on by Wednesday afternoon at 5:30 after work. Drive on by for the Chamber Mixer. You don't have to be a member of the Chamber of Commerce, but you do.
But it helps.
But it helps, yeah.
You know, you save a few bucks. And
there you go. And you can hobnob with some of the best in the Chamber. And We just got done with our seminar sweeps this last week, and so you'll have to wait for next month in order to go to one of our seminars, unless you go to the Boomers and Beyond tomorrow. You want to drop them mañana. I don't know why. But, yeah, so a lot of stuff going on. We would love to see you in the office. If you have, if you don't want to go to one of those seminars, you don't want to go to one of these events, you just want to come in and see what we can do for you, give us a call, 928-783-4575, and say, I want to meet with Adam or Sean to look over what they can do for us, for our family, and get something in place. And it doesn't mean that that's only applicable to those that don't have planning, because a lot of people come into town, especially for the winter, and they have planning from out of town. We can look that over and tell you what you have. And what we do is we go through it with you and we show you, this is what you have, is this what you want? And oftentimes people say, well, I didn't know it did that. I want it to do this. I want this, that, or the other. And say, okay, we can help you with that. We can tune that up. We've got somebody on the line.
You're on the air.
Good morning.
Yes. You talk about the title insurance company?
Yeah, we talked about the title insurance a little bit earlier in the show, yeah.
Well, I've never bought a house, so I was wondering, how long is that insurance good for? Is it good for the whole time that you have the house?
Yeah, typically, so when you buy a house and you're going to finance that, then the lender will require title insurance, and what they end up doing is they'll roll it into the monthly mortgage payments. So it's just built in, and you don't really have to worry about it. And they'll often do that with the property taxes as well. So if you buy a house, most of that stuff is rolled into one big loan. And as you pay your monthly premiums for the mortgage, you're paying property taxes, you're paying your title insurance. And what that title insurance is doing is it's retroactive to the time that you purchased the property and before that, meaning it's going to insure title. If something happened in that title, the chain of title, earlier than you buying it, then it should, if it's good title insurance, cover all that. In case there's an issue down the road, title insurance company will come in and they'll pay for the litigation of that and the cleaning up of that particular legal issue. Does that answer your question?
Is there any kind of loophole where they won't have to cover it until they'll get to us part or until you lose the house or whatever?
That's a great question, and it really depends on that particular title insurance company. Every title insurance company is going to have its own policy, and it just depends on that transaction. You'd have to go through the title insurance documents to make sure. And there are going to be outs for them. There's going to be things that are in there that say, hey, if you don't do this or you didn't disclose this when you first did all, when we did this transaction, then we're not going to cover it. We're not going to cover that, just like any insurance policy. So you just have to read those documents very closely and make sure that they're not heavily in the title insurance company's favor. You need to make sure that your rights are taken care of. But I can't give a blanket general answer, because every transaction is different. Every title insurance policy is going to be written a little bit different, unique to that situation and that property. So the important thing to do is just look over those documents before you sign anything.
Okay, well, I heard of a case where two people, the buyer was dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not the buyer, the seller was dishonest. Sold the same property to two people at the same time.
Yep.
And then there was a lawsuit between the two buyers. Is there some reason why the title companies, I presume they each had different title companies? I don't know how that happened. But.
Yeah, that happens sometimes. I mean, fraudulently or because of mistake, sometimes that happens where you've sold it to two people at the same time. Usually it's because it's fraud. But the title company for the buyer should come in and should make sure that that doesn't happen, or pay for the litigation to clean it up at the bare minimum. But like I said, every policy is different, and there might be loopholes, or there might have been things that were not met, contingencies in those policies, and for whatever reason, maybe the title company didn't decide that that was a case that they could protect against because of whatever was in those documents. You got to keep in mind, they're an insurance company, so they're trying to not pay out as much as possible, because the more they can keep in the coffers for real litigation, the better. And so they're going to try and look for ways to not pay out or pay for litigation. And so you got to be careful with those policies, because you need to make sure that your rights are protected and that it's not heavily in their favor.
Well, I don't expect you to know this answer, but what I don't understand is why they didn't sue the seller.
Yeah, you should do both. In reality, that's what has to happen, and that's what the title insurance is going to help with. You should be suing the seller for fraud or some sort of misrepresentation in that contract, and then title insurance should be paying for that litigation to clean up that title and to quiet title over to the buyer. That's what it's designed to do. But in a perfect world, it would do that. We're not in a perfect world, and sometimes those title companies, those title insurance companies, they weasel out of it, unfortunately. That's why you've got to be very particular about your title insurance when you get it. Read through the terms, make sure it's not heavily in their favor, and make sure that you don't see anything in there that would jeopardize you being protected.
Comes to me if you're a lawyer to know to know what you missed or you didn't miss because of the legal lingo.
I know, yep, totally. and even for lawyers, it's hard sometimes to understand what's written in there. But what's really neat is that we offer free consultations to individuals in our community. So if you had something where you're going through a transaction and you needed us to review something like that, just bring it in and we'll look it over with you and we'll say, okay, this is what it's saying. Is this what you want? Is this, do you want it different? And we can help you in that kind of negotiating through that title transfer. We also, I don't know if you know this, but I'm also a licensed realtor, and so is my partner, Sean. He's a realtor as well. So not only do we practice law, but we are very well aware of the realty practices here in Arizona as well, because we're realtors. We did that because we wanted to know the ins and outs of not only the law when it comes to real estate transactions, but also the transaction side when you're actually doing it, selling property, buying property. And so we've been through that over and over and over again, and we've become experienced in that area, so we can talk about title insurance and how these things work. So if you have an issue, call my office, 928-783-4575. Set up an appointment to review whatever you need to look over with us, and we can give you some advice as to how to proceed or what to do. And one of the best things that we're allowed that we can do is just give you an answer to your questions, and that way you know, okay, it's not an unknown anymore, and I can move forward with either path one, path two, or path three, whatever we tell you your options are. So thank you for the call. And
can I do one more question?
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I didn't know you also did real estate part, because I had heard about somebody bought property and the, what do they call it when they have the telephone poles on the property?
It's some sort of utilities easement?
Yeah, they needed to have that moved. For purposes of building the building.
Uh-huh.
And so how does that work? Do you have to have that taken care of, know what the zoning is, or I don't know?
Yeah, there's a lot of issues that come into that. Oftentimes it's going to be, if it's out in the counties, then it's going to be through the county. You're going to try and either realign that easement that's existing, or you're going to try and extinguish that easement in some form or fashion. Oftentimes it's going to not be successful if there's an established easement, unless APS is going to be willing to move it or you work something out with them, then it's probably not going to move. But you'd have to do some sort of legal action in Superior Court to force the move of an easement or to do that. But oftentimes it's easier just to go through the county or to the city and talk to the zoning people down there and work it out with the actual utility company like APS. And they're pretty reasonable most of the time. You'll probably have to pay for it, but they'll probably be willing to move things around if they can still give access to the new building.
So would it it be best to check into that before you even bought the property?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, you want to know all those issues before you buy a property. Because if you knew that, if you knew that there's issues with telephone poles where you want to build, and the person is asking for a premium for that property, as a buyer, you want to know that you're going to run into some issues, and you're going to say, listen, I've already investigated this property, and you want a premium for this property, and I understand that. However, anybody that buys this property is going to have to go through some sort of process to make it where we can build. And so I think you need to take some money off of the premium price that you're asking to account for that. And so you use it as a bargaining chip in that transaction to lower the price of the sale.
All right, thanks.
Yep, thank you for calling in. We got to go to a break. This is 560 AM KBLU, Life, Death, and the Law.
Have a question? Our phone lines are open. Call 344-5258. That's 344-KBLU.
Hey, Yuma, Dave Ramsey here. If you listen to our show or know anything about us, then you know I only recommend products and services I trust and I believe in. That's why when it comes to protecting your assets and planning for your loved one's future, you've got to call my friends Sean Garner and Adam Hansen at the law firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen. I encourage you to take the first step and attend a free, no-pressure seminar and learn all of your options. The firm of Deason, Garner, and Hansen has been educating the Yuma community for over 40 years, and this is the only area of law that they practice. Sean and Adam believe in giving free education to help people make smart decisions about their assets and help them leave a legacy for their family that they can be proud of. Schedule a free personal consultation today. Call 783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
We'll get you the information you need every day, Monday through Friday, with the Border Reports. That's the latest information on the wait times of the ports of entry, the border crossing wait times and your updates, as well as the road reports in the afternoon with traffic restrictions and road closures due to road construction and repairs. The Border Reports in the morning, the road reports in the afternoon, brought to you by RV World, serving Yuma since 1966. RV World is located on Gila Ridge Road, exit Interstate 8 and Araby Road, then west on Gila Ridge, about a quarter mile. RV World.
Come on, kids, let's hurry. Oh, no, not now. How am I going to get you kids to school and make my meeting on time?
Not the way you want to start your day. In today's hectic world, a reliable vehicle is an absolute must. Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma take the worry out of keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape. When you need repairs, they're right there for you with all the newest technology and know-how. Maintaining your vehicle couldn't be easier with $29.95 conventional oil changes. If you're active duty military, oil changes are free. You also get free multi-point vehicle inspection, free local shuttle service, and comfortable waiting area with complimentary coffee, water, and snacks. Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma service all makes and models, and they feature the most comprehensively trained technicians. Trust your vehicle to the award-winning service departments at Hyundai of Yuma and Kia of Yuma. Schedule your appointment today at HyundaiofYuma.com or KiaofYuma.com. They are proud Marine veteran-owned businesses. Give them a try.
Sprague Sports is Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters with Yuma's best selection of rifles, shotguns, and handguns.
Going on right now at Sprague Sports, it's the annual High Point Firearms Sale.
100% American-made with a lifetime warranty.
High Point Firearms, on sale all week long,
including High Point carbines in 9mm, 10mm, and 45 ACP, starting at just $249. And don't miss the High Point Yeet Cannon 9mm, American-made with a lifetime warranty. You can't go wrong. And special optics and suppressor package discounts too. You don't want to miss this. You can see the full line of High Point carbines and pistols during the High Point firearm sale. You've got to love that. Going on right now at Sprague Sports. With High Point, you never have to choose between reliability and affordability. High Point firearms carry a lifetime guarantee, no questions asked. Sprague Sports, Yuma's hunting and shooting headquarters. Responsible gun ownership since 1956. Sprague's, 32nd Street, next to Lowe's.
The past meets the present at the Yuma Air Show on Friday and Saturday, March 13th and 14th. Join us at MCAS Yuma for jaw-dropping military and civilian aerobatic performances, live music, food, and so much more. This event is free and open to the public. Want a VIP experience? Upgrade to premium seating at YumaAirShow.com. Sponsored by Fly Yuma International Airport, Millionaire, Yuma Sun, KYMA, KSWT, Fox 9, and Introvision.
Want to keep your AC from conking out? At your local one-hour air conditioning and heating, we recommend an AC tune-up, ASAP. It can help pinpoint potential problems and even extend the life of your air conditioning system. How's that for a comforting thought? Right now, get cool savings on an AC tune-up. Call 928-783-4242.
Your comfort is just a call away.
Terms and conditions may apply. Call for details. Independently owned and operated. License 277-800.
You're listening to Life, Death, and the Law, presented by the Deason Garner Law Firm.
Welcome back to Life, Death, and Law. This is Attorney Adam Hansen, and this you're listening to 560 AM KBLU. We've got Russ on the board, and we've got Cody in the studio with us as well, on the laptop watching YouTube. And what are you watching there?
Just some stuff.
Origami.
Origami. Basket weaving.
We talked earlier in the program about the upcoming events. We've got Boomers and Beyond tomorrow at the Expo Center.
Civic
Center. It's the Boomers and Beyond Expo at the Civic Center tomorrow at about 11 o'clock is when we're going to do our presentation. So if you're by the Civic Center, come on by and listen to us, and we'll be talking about the differences between a will, a last will and testament, and a living trust, and why trusts are the best way to plan for the inevitable nowadays, meaning incapacity and death. They just are really one of the best ways to do things. And we'll be talking about why tomorrow at the Civic Center. We've also got the We've got the chamber event at our office at 5:30 on Wednesday afternoon.
Wednesday the 26th.
And we've got an ice cream machine. We've got chili pepper there. And so come on out and see our office. If you've never been out there, at least come see our office and see where we're located, and come talk to us if you want to. We're just going to be around talking to people and making friendships and things like that. So that's on Wednesday afternoon at 5:30. We just got done with our seminar sweeps. So our seminars, as far as coming to a normal seminar that we put on, we do two a month traditionally, and we usually will do them at the Yuma Main Library and the Yuma Foothills Library. We have them coming up, but they're not for about 3 weeks, right, Cody?
Yeah, March 18th and 20th.
Yeah. So we've got a few weeks to go, but get it on your calendar if you want to come and see what your options are regarding planning and how we can help you and your family. So we talked a lot about real estate today and different title issues and title insurance and things like that. The reality is oftentimes a lot of those issues can be avoided by looking closely at the transaction of when you go to buy real estate, not only the insurance part of it, but the titling of the of that actual transaction as well. Anything here in Arizona, if you are filing your taxes as an Arizona resident, if you buy something while you're married and you want to, let's say, name it just in your name. My brother did this in California. Mm-hmm. California is the same concept. We live in a community property state. What that means is anything that you acquire during your marriage is community property. That means even though your wife or your husband is not on title to that asset, if it's just in your name on the title, it doesn't matter. If it was bought during the marriage, it's still 50-50. And that's the same in Washington State. It's the same in California. And my brother, I was talking to him not too long ago, and he said, yeah, I've got my name on the house. I've got my name on this, that, or the other. And the reason I did that is because when I die, I don't want my wife to have to deal with problems with the mortgage and things like that. I don't want her to be responsible. I don't want the debt to fall to her. And I had to break the news to him that, well, it doesn't matter if you're the only one on the title or on that mortgage. You bought the house during your marriage. She's on the hook for it whether you like it or not. I've had horror stories of spouses coming into my office after a husband or wife dies, and lo and behold, after husband or wife dies, they're getting calls from collectors or they're getting calls from credit card companies, and they didn't know about this credit card that spouse took out in their name, just in their name, but now they're getting on the hook for that liability that was taken out by spouse prior to the death, and now they're responsible for it. And unfortunately, I have to tell them, yes, I mean, because your husband took it out or your wife took it out before they died while you were married, you're still responsible for that debt. That's just the community property law. There might be some ways to negotiate with them, but the general rule is if the debt was taken out or that asset was acquired during the marriage in Arizona, Arizona is a community property state, so that means it's going to be husband and wife responsible for that liability, and husband and wife own that particular item, even though it might be in just in one person's name on title. And so that's really something to keep in mind. If you're trying to protect your spouse and you're saying, well, I'm just going to put myself on this loan or on this mortgage because I don't want him or her to be responsible for it when I die, that's not how it works. They're going to be responsible no matter what. So you ought to put them on title, or better yet, you should create a trust, and that's the best way to really hold your assets because the trust can take care of all of this stuff. You put the title of those assets in the name of your new trust, and the trust owns them. You name yourself as the trustee so you can still manage them. Your wife can manage them or your husband can manage them as well if you became incapacitated or you died. And it's just a smooth transition when you pass away for those successor trustees, those managers that will come in privately and will manage that trust and get those assets to where they need to go. And that's why we talk a lot about trust planning. It's just so much better for those that are involved. It makes it easier in the time of an incapacity event or in a death event for the successor trustee or the successor manager in that trust to be able to step in privately and automatically take authority and manage things on behalf of the beneficiaries of that particular trust. The alternative to that is going through some sort of government process, some sort of probate process. If you don't have your things in trust, then oftentimes you've got to go through some sort of probate administrative process. It might take the form of some small estate probate. It might take the form of going to court and going in front of a judge. There's different levels of probate in Arizona, but all of that can be avoided if you just use a living trust. We've got to go. We'll be back with you next Monday. This has been another show of Life, Death, and Law, 560 AM KBLU.
Want to know more about something that was discussed today, please call the Diesel Garner Law Firm at 928-783-4575 or visit YumaEstatePlanning.com.
The preceding show on 560 KBLU was a paid program. All opinions expressed by the program participants are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, their respective parent companies or affiliates, or the companies with which the program participants are affiliated and may have been previously disseminated by them. The program participants' opinions are based upon information they consider reliable, but neither 560 KBLU, El Dorado Broadcasters LLC, nor its affiliates, nor the companies with which such participants are affiliated, warrant its completeness or accuracy, and it should not be relied upon as such.
From the 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating Studio, this is News Talk 560 KBLU.